Focus features. Joel Barish wakes up to the sound of a car door closing and an engine being started. He looks over to his open blinds and a small trinket hanging from the window frame. He pushes himself up and rubs his forehead, then with a frown kicks off the covers from his sofa bed. He slides along to the end with a deep sigh. Outside, he finds his car has a large dent in the driver's door. Glancing around angrily, he slams his bag down on the bonnet and leaves a note on the adjacent car's windscreen that merely says, "Thank you." A train station.
Random thoughts for Valentine's Day, 2004. Today is a holiday invented by greeting card companies to make people feel like crap. I ditched work today. Took a train out to Montauk. I don't know why. I'm not an impulsive person.
He races over to the opposite platform and forces his way onto a departing train.
I guess I just woke up in a funk this morning. I gotta get my car fixed.
Hi, Cindy. It's Joel. Joel, listen, I don't feel very well today. No, food poisoning, I think.
It's goddamn freezing on this beach. I'm talking February. Brilliant, Joel. Pages ripped out. Don't remember doing that. It appears this is my first entry in 2 years.
He writes in a journal, then digs in the sand.
Sand is overrated. It's just tiny little rocks.
A young woman is walking along the beach a little way off.
I guess my chances of that happening are somewhat diminished, seeing that I'm incapable of making eye contact with a woman I don't know. Maybe I should get back together with Naomi. She was nice. Nice is good. She loved me.
He walks along the porch of a deserted beach house. Joel awkwardly takes a seat in a diner. The only other customer is the woman from the beach. She has blue hair and is wearing a vibrant orange hooded top. He watches as she surreptitiously pours gin into her coffee, and when she spots him, she raises her mug conspiratorially. He averts his gaze with a shy smile.
Why do I fall in love with every woman I see who shows me the least bit of attention?
At Montauk train station, he watches the young woman approach, the hood of her top up over her brightly colored hair. He nonchalantly turns away, but she steps across the platform to wave at him. Embarrassed, he gives a swift wave back, then turns away once more. She makes a deliberate backward step and waves at him again. On the train, Joel's drawing in his notebook while the woman rummages in her bag.
Hi.
I'm sorry?
I just said hi.
Hi, hello. Hi.
Okay, if I sit closer? How far are you going?
Rockville Center.
Get out. Me too.
Really?
What are the odds? Do I know you? Do you ever shop at Barnes & Noble?
Sure.
That's it!
Yeah.
I've seen you, man. Book slave there for like 5 years now.
Oh.
Jesus.
I thought I would remember
you. 5 years? It might be the hair.
What might?
It changes a lot, the color. That's why you might not recognize me. It's called Blue Ruin.
Right.
Color. Snappy name, huh?
I like it.
Anyway, this company makes a whole line of colors with equally snappy names. Red Menace, Yellow Fever, Green Revolution. That'd be a job, coming up with those names.
You think there could possibly be a job like that? I mean, how many hair colors could there be? 50, maybe.
Someone's got that job. Agent Orange. I came up with that one. I apply my personality in a paste.
Oh, I doubt that very much.
Well, you don't know me, so you don't know, do you?
Sorry. What was this? I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah. I got it.
Out of Joel's sight, she pulls a nasal inhaler from her bag, sniffing it in each nostril. Then she sighs deeply before kneeling up on her seat to talk to him.
My name's Clementine, by the way.
I'm Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Hey.
No jokes about my name. Oh, no. You wouldn't do that. You're trying to be nice.
I don't know any jokes about your name.
Huckleberry Hound.
I don't know what that means.
Huckleberry Hound? What, are you nuts?
It's been suggested.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling, Clementine. You are lost and gone forever. Dreadful sorry, Clementine. No?
Sorry. It's a pretty name, though. It really is nice. It means merciful, right? Clemency?
Although it hardly fits. I'm a vindictive little bitch, truth be told.
Gee, I wouldn't think that about you.
Why wouldn't you think that about me?
I just seem... nice, so.
Oh, now I'm nice? God, don't you know any other adjectives? I don't need nice. I don't need myself to be it, and I don't need anybody else to be it at me.
Okay.
Joel? It's Joel, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry I yelled at you. I'm a little out of sorts today.
She shrugs nervously, then she moves closer.
My embarrassing admission is I really like that you're nice right now. I mean, I can't tell from one moment to the next what I'm gonna like, but right now, I'm glad you are.
He smiles and taps his notebook on his knee.
I have some stuff that I probably should. I'm writing.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No.
Sure. No, that's okay.
I just have, you know, this is.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Take care then.
Jesus.
As Joel leaves the station, he glances back up the stairs for Clementine. In his car.
Hi. I could give you a ride if you need.
Cold.
Okay, it's Frosty. You're not a stalker or anything, right?
I'm not a stalker. You're the one that talked to me, remember?
That is the oldest trick in the stalker book.
Really? There's a stalker book?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I gotta read that one.
They smile at one another.
Look, I'm sorry if I came off sort of nutso. I'm not really.
It's okay. I didn't think you were.
Do you want to have a drink? I have lots of drinks and I could, Never mind. Sorry, that was stupid. I'm embarrassed now.
No.
Good night, Joel.
Joel is sitting in Clementine's apartment. While she makes drinks in the kitchen, he notices the mantle is decorated with potatoes dressed up as people. He ruffles his hair.
Two blue wooins.
Cute.
Drink up, young man. It'll make the whole seduction part less repugnant. I'm just kidding. Come on.
Later.
You're kind of closed-mouthed, aren't you?
Sorry. Just, you know, my life isn't that interesting. I go to work, I come home. I don't know what to say. You should read my journal. It's just blank.
Really? Does that make you sad? Or anxious? I mean, I'm always anxious thinking I'm not living my life to the fullest, you know? Taking advantage of every possibility and making sure I'm not wasting one second of the little time I have.
I think about that.
Yeah? You're really nice. Oh. God, I have to stop saying that. I'm gonna marry you. I know it.
Okay.
She leans into him.
Joel, you should come up to the Charles with me sometime. It gets frozen this time of year.
That sounds scary.
Exactly. I'll pack a picnic. A night picnic. Night picnics are different. And, we could...
Sounds good. But I should, go now.
You should stay.
No, I really... I have to get up so early. And...
I would like you to call me. Would you do that? I would like it.
Yes.
Wish me a happy Valentine's Day when you call.
That'd be nice.
He smiles as he walks through the snow. When he arrives home, he switches on the light and takes a seat in a leather armchair. After much twiddling of thumbs, he picks up the phone and strains to see the number she has written on his hand.
What took you so long?
I just walked in.
Mm-hmm. You miss me?
Oddly enough, I do.
I guess that means we're married.
I guess so.
More nice? Honeymoon on ice?
It's really solid this time of year.
Whoa, I don't know.
Come on.
A vast frozen lake.
Oh, so beautiful.
Isn't it?
Don't go too far. Whoa!
Ow.
Oh, are you okay?
Ouch! Oh! Oh, my ass!
I think I should go back, huh?
Come on!
What if it breaks?
What if? Do you really care right now?
Huh?
Come here, please.
Whoa. This is good.
Wow. Hey, let me show you this one thing.
What are you doing?
Hey. Whoa. Come on.
He lies down beside her on the indigo ice.
I heard a crack.
It's not gonna crack. Or break, or it's so thick. Show me which constellations you're in.
I don't know any.
Show me which ones you know.
Okay. Okay. Oh! Here's Ocidius.
Where?
Right there. See? Sort of a swoop and a cross. Ocidius the emphatic.
You're full of shit, right?
Nope. Well, city is right there. Swoop and cross.
Shut the fuck up.
Driving back in the morning light, Clementine has fallen asleep in the car, outside her apartment.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Sorry to wake you. We're here.
She blinks herself awake.
Can I come over to your house? To sleep? I'm so tired.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Let me get my toothbrush.
Yeah. Oh.
As she goes, Joel closes his eyes for a nap, but is woken by a young man knocking on the car window. He winds the window down.
Yes?
Can I help you?
You mean?
Can I help you with something?
No.
What are you doing here?
I'm not really sure what you're asking me.
Oh. Thanks.
The young man walks away, and Joel winds his window up with bemusement. Focus Features presents an anonymous content production in association with This Is That. Jim Carrey, Kate Winslet, Kirsten Dunst. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Mark Ruffalo, Elijah Wood, and Tom Wilkinson. On a rainy night, Joel drives through the streets, sobbing painfully. He throws the cassette that has been playing in his car out onto the wet road. His hands tremble at the steering wheel. His expression hardens for a moment, then he brings his hand up to his face and breaks down once more. He pulls up outside his apartment.
Looking for 159. What number is that? Jesus Christ, you think they'd light the number or at least put a number on it?
Is that him?
I think so.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him.
A white van follows Joel as he walks along the street. He lets himself into his building and goes to check the mail.
Hey, Joel.
Frank.
Oh, shit. Jesus. The only Valentine's Day cards I get are from my mother. How pathetic is that, huh? You're lucky you have Clementine, man. She is way cool. Hey, you got any big Valentine's Day plans with her?
The man has a letter from Lacuna, Inc.
No.
Well, it's only a day away. Better make some reservations or something. Don't want to end up at Mickey D's, right? Nick Romance. You want some fries with that shake?
I have to go to sleep now, Frank.
Well, it's 8:30.
In his apartment, he pulls on his pajamas and opens a pharmacy bag. He takes the one pill he has been prescribed with a glass of water, grimacing as he swallows. He waits, glancing nervously from side to side. Then as he pulls his blinds, he spots the white van outside.
Patrick? Stop it.
He switches off a lamp, then stumbles heavily as he goes to the kitchen.
Showtime at the Apollo.
Two young men open the back of the white van and start to unload some equipment. They carry it into Joel's building and on into his apartment. One of the gadgets is a large silver helmet. Joel is unconscious on the floor.
Hey, Joel. What's up?
Oh, okay.
In bed, Joel's watching the conversation from earlier on.
I only get Valentine's Day cards from my mom. How pathetic is that? You're lucky you have Clementine, Joel. Hey, you got any big Valentine's Day plans with her?
No. This
will be a day away. Gotta make a reservation somewhere. Don't end up at Mickey D's.
Yes. You know, Valentine's Day is three goddamn days away. I want it resolved. I'm willing to be the one to resolve it. So I call her, and she's changed her number. So I walked over to Antic Attic, you know, to get her something. I thought, you know, I'd go over to work, give her an early Valentine, and you won't believe it. She's there with this guy, this really young guy, and she looks at me like she doesn't even know who I am.
Excuse me? Can I help you find something, sir?
He's lost for words.
Hey, tomato. Patrick, baby boy. What's he doing here, baby?
Just came to surprise you.
Let me know if you need something, sir.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty bored, pretty tired.
Oh, good.
Heartbroken, Joel strides out and the bookstore is shrouded in darkness as it sinks away. He's back at his friend's house.
Why would she do that to me?
Hey, does anybody want a joint?
God, Rob, give it a rest.
God, she's punishing me.
I know.
For being honest.
It's horrible.
I should just go around.
No. You don't want to go there, man. You don't want to go there. Get off. It's too...
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to seem desperate.
Joel, why don't you just see this as a sign? Make a clean break. Right?
All right, Joel. Look, man, seriously.
Rob.
Here's the deal.
Don't do that. Rob, what are you doing?
Well, what's your fucking suggestion, Carrie? What's your brilliant reason solution?
Oh, you're gonna make this about our shit now? This isn't about us.
I agree. It's not about us. It's about Joel, who's an adult, okay? Not Mama Carrie's kid. What are you...
That's your laundry.
That's great. That's good.
Rob's holding up a card from Lacuna Inc. It reads... Clementine Kraczynski has had Joel Barish erased from her memory.
Okay.
It also says, please never mention their relationship to her again.
What is it?
I don't know. It's some place that does a thing.
While the world around him is cloaked in a thin mist, Joel arrives at Lacuna Inc.
Good morning, Lacuna. No, I'm sorry, that offer expired after the new year. Yeah, sure. We can fit you in. How about on the 5th? That's a Wednesday. All right, great. Could you spell that, please? Okay, and we'll need a daytime phone number. Great. Have a nice day. See you then. Can I help you?
I'm Joel Barish.
Excuse me?
I'm Joel. Barish, I have an appointment with Dr.
Mirswag. Here, could you please fill this out?
I just want to talk to
you. You still need to fill the form out, sir.
Really?
Thank you.
I don't have a pen.
There's a pen right there. Good morning, Lacuna. Oh, yeah, that offer that's done now, that expired after the new year.
Mr. Parrish?
How are you today?
Not too good, actually.
Oh, my God, Sam!
Sorry, I was just...
Lurking.
Sorry.
Your doctor.
Thank you. You should not have seen this. I apologize. This is a hoax, right? Mrs. Clinton, I assure you, no.
No.
Mary leaves.
There's no such thing as this. Look, our files are confidential, Mr. Barish, so I can't show you evidence. Suffice it to say that Miss Kraczynski was not happy, and she wanted to move on. We provide that possibility.
Miss Kraczynski was not happy and wanted to move on. We provide that possibility. What the hell is that? The nicest guy she ever went out with.
Oh, fuck!
God, Rob! Give it a rest!
It's okay, it's all right.
I am making a birdhouse.
What can I say, Joel? You know, Clementine's just like that. She's impulsive. She decided to erase you almost as a lark.
A lark.
Joel's sobbing in his car.
No, wait. No, I'm sorry, Doctor. He just barged right in here.
Okay, I want it done.
I told him pre-Valentine's Day is our busy time.
That's okay, Mary.
But there are people waiting.
Mr. Barish, if you'd like to come inside. Mary, if you could take care
of
Mrs.
Yes, of course.
Rua. Goodbye, Mrs. Rua. Now, the first thing we need you to do, Mr. Barish, is to go home and collect everything you own that has some association with Clementine. Anything. We'll use these items to create a map of Clementine in your brain, okay? So we'll need photos, clothing, gifts, books she may have bought you, CDs you may have bought together, journal entries. You want to empty your home, you want to empty your life of Clementine. And after the mapping is done, our technicians will do the erasing in your home tonight. That way, when you awake in the morning, you find yourself in your own bed as if nothing had happened. A new life awaiting you.
Carrying two bin bags, Joel is nearly knocked down by a truck.
No, I'm sorry, Miss Simon. You can't have the procedure done three times in one night. Well, it's just not our policy here. How are you today, Mr. Barish? Hello, I'm right here. I know it's an emergency, and we'll do everything we can. We can fit you in on the 1st of March. Maybe you could talk to the doctor and he... All right, so let's make an appointment. What day would you like to come in this week?
Mr. Barish.
He's really busy this afternoon, but maybe tomorrow will be better, around 12:15. Can you do that?
February is very busy for us because of Valentine's Day. This is Stan Fink, one of our most experienced and skilled technicians. He'll be handling your case tonight.
Great to meet you, Mr. Barish.
My name is Joel Barish, and I'm here to erase Clementine Kraczynski.
Very good. Now, tell me about Clementine.
I was living with this woman, Naomi. A couple years ago, and my friends Rob and Carrie invited us to this party at the beach. I don't like parties. Naomi couldn't go, but I went, and I met Clementine.
I'm sorry. Let's start with your most recent memories and work backwards from there, more or less. There's an emotional core to each of our memories, and when you eradicate that core, it starts its degradation process. By the time you wake up in the morning, all the memories we targeted were withered and disappeared. As in a dream upon waking.
Is there any risk of brain damage?
Well, technically speaking, the procedure is brain damage, but it's on a par with a night of heavy drinking. Nothing you'll miss.
Comfortable? What we're doing here, Mr. Barish, is actually creating a map of your brain.
Okay, let's get started. If we want to get this procedure underway tonight, we have some work to do.
I want you to react to these objects, Mr. Barish, if you will.
There's a good story behind this.
Actually, Mr. Barish, I'll get a much better emotional readout if you refrain from any sort of verbal description of the items. Just please try to focus on the memories.
Oh, sorry.
Healthy activity up there, again. Healthy readouts. Very good. Here's another object. Next item. Okay. Potato head. Next item. Okay.
Just focus on the memories.
Patrick, do me a favor.
Hey, Patrick, give me a favor, will you?
Yeah.
Can you check the voltage regulator? What do we got there?
Voltage looks fine.
Really? Well, I'm not wiping as clean as I like here. I'm just...
Wearing his pajamas and a blood pressure monitor, Joel's at Lacuna.
Check the connections, please.
Oh, there you are.
He's looking at himself being worked on.
Why am I don't understand what I'm looking at. Why am I standing here and, oh my God, deja vu. Deja vu. This is so...
All right, we should get started if we want to get the procedure underway tonight.
There's some work to do. I mean, my hair already hurt.
I suppose so. This is about right. This is what it would look like.
Very good.
We'll dispose of these mementos when we're done here. That way you won't be confused later by their unexplainable presence in your home.
Ah, there we go.
Patrick? Yeah.
Patrick?
Why are there so many wires? Does that help?
Are you sure you set that thing up properly?
How's that? How are you today, Mr. Barish?
There we are, Mr. Barish.
All right, that's better.
Barish. I don't know if I like this.
I think I might try this thing.
We're almost done now.
The journal will be invaluable.
I met someone tonight, Oakley. I don't know what to do. Her name is Clementine, and she's amazing. I don't know her name, but... Whoa, Jesus.
Come on,
careful.
Come on.
Just step back. Just take it easy.
That's fine.
Roach the guy. All right, we got that one.
This place is sort of a dump, don't you think?
It's an apartment, Patrick.
Well, not a dump then, but just sort of plain, uninspired. And there's sort of a stale smell.
Patrick, can we just please get through this? We got a very long night ahead of us.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is the last time I saw you.
With orange hair, Clementine arrives home, then takes a gulp of water from the tap while Joel studies his book. She drops onto the bed.
It's 3 o'clock.
I kind of, sort of wrecked your car.
Drug and drunk. It's pathetic.
I was a little tipsy. Don't call me pathetic.
Well, it is pathetic. It's fucking irresponsible. Could have killed somebody.
Oh,
I don't know, maybe you did kill somebody. Should we turn on the news and see?
Oh,
should I check the grill to see if there's
anybody.
Children
it's
or small
just
animals?
A fucking dental. God, you're like an old lady or something.
What are you like? A wino?
A wino? Jesus. Are you from the 50s or something? A wino? Face it, Jolie. You're freaked out because I was out late without you. And in your little wormy brain, you're trying to figure out, did you fuck someone tonight?
Now, see, Clem, I assume you fucked someone tonight. Isn't that how you get people to like you?
Stung, she gets to her feet and storms into the bathroom.
I'm sorry, okay? Clem, I didn't mean it, right?
He follows her, but she's gone.
The keys.
I
wouldn't need them anymore.
I was just... angry or annoyed or something, I don't know.
He runs down a corridor.
Clem? Got it.
Mary's coming over tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, just thought you'd want to know.
I like Mary. And when she comes to visit, I just don't think she likes me.
She likes you okay.
So, maybe I should invite my girlfriend over. I have a girlfriend now.
Do whatever you want.
Did I tell you I haven't... Yeah.
Patrick grabs some beers.
Did I tell you I have a new girlfriend?
We gotta focus here, Patrick.
Yeah, the thing is, my situation is... It's a little weird. My girlfriend situation.
I'm sure it is.
You gotta be...
As Clementine speeds off down the street, Joel retrieves his car from where she has wedged it against a fire hydrant and created the dent in the driver's door. He drives after her.
Clem, let me drive you home.
Get out of my face, faggot!
It's all falling apart. I'm erasing you, and I'm happy. You did it to me first.
I can't believe you did this to me.
Clem, can you hear me? By morning, you'll be gone. The perfect ending to this piece of shit story.
The car's moved.
Is there something wrong with a girl being attracted to me? Is that a problem?
No, I think it's...
So who do you think's better looking? Me or this guy?
Patrick, let's focus, buddy.
You remember that girl we did last week? The one with the potatoes?
That girl? Yeah, that's this guy's girl. Friend.
Yeah.
Was. Take care of that.
Well, I kind of fell in love with her that night.
What? You little fuck.
What?
She was unconscious, man.
Well, she was beautiful and... I stole a pair of her panties as well.
Jesus!
What? It's not like... I mean, they were clean and all.
Don't tell me this stuff, man. I don't want to hear this shit.
They were clean. What?
Don't stop.
Okay.
We got work
for
you.
Yeah, all right. Okay, fine.
Give me my papers.
Suddenly, Joel and Clementine are eating Chinese food in the apartment. She makes annoying sucking noises as she eats.
There's more. After we did her, I kind of...
Jesus.
How unethical?
It's not really bad. I mean, what? What? Get that look off your face. What's wrong?
Patrick, you stole a girl's panties.
As Joel paces the apartment, his movements are transmitted on the TV.
There's someone here. He stole your underwear.
I don't see anyone.
He's alone in the apartment. Clementine, the TV, and the chopsticks have disappeared. He drops down into an armchair.
Where are my boots?
Now, why are you showing me poison?
As she hurries around getting dressed, she doesn't seem to notice he has dragged ketchup across his neck and is lying on the floor as if his throat has been cut.
Love, hope, believe.
I'm fucking crawling out of my skin. I left you at the flea market.
When she's gone, he wipes the ketchup away. In the street, she says hello to a baby.
Wanna go?
I wanna have a baby.
Let's talk about it later.
No, I wanna have a baby.
I don't think we're ready.
You're not ready.
Clem, do you really think you could take care of a kid?
What?
I don't wanna talk about it here.
I can't hear you. I can never the fuck understand what you're saying.
Don't fucking talk about this. Twist.
We're fucking gonna talk about
it. Want
you can't just say something like that and say you don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry.
I'd make a fucking good mother. I love children. I'm creative and smart, and I'd make a fucking great mother. It's you, Joel. If you can't commit to anything, no idea how lucky you are, I'm interested in you. I don't even know why.
As she shouts at him, faces around them distort and his surroundings fade away. Patrick answers the door wearing joke glasses.
Oh, hi, Patrick.
Hi, Mary. How's it going?
Oh,
hey, you.
It's freezing outside.
Find yourself okay?
Yeah.
Mary and Stan kiss.
Poor guy. Oh. Do you have anything real to drink?
We haven't really checked yet.
Oh.
Patrick. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me do the honors.
Mary hates me. Never really had much luck with the ladies.
Maybe if you stop stealing their panties.
Stan. Stan. No.
Yes. Oh. Hey, hey. Oh, you didn't want any, did you, Patrick?
No, I don't know. It's okay.
Wait. Blessed are the forgetful, for they get the better even of their blunders.
Mary and Stan link arms before knocking back their drinks.
Ugh. That's Nietzsche. Beyond good and evil. I found it in my Bartlett's.
What's your Bartlett's?
It's a quote book, Patrick. It's a book of quotations.
I think Howard will be in Bartlett's one day.
Definitely. Howard is pure Bartlett's.
Can you wake him up?
You can't wake him up.
In bed, Clementine kisses Joel gently on the cheek.
Don't tell me things, Joel. I'm an open book. I tell you everything. Every damn embarrassing thing. You don't trust me.
Constantly talking isn't necessarily communicating.
I don't do that. I want to know you.
Hmm?
I don't constantly talk. Jesus. People have to share things, Joel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what intimacy is. I'm really pissed that you said that to me.
I'm sorry. My life just isn't that interesting.
I want to read some of those journals you're constantly scribbling in. What are you writing there if you don't have any thoughts or passions or love?
November 19th, 2003. Dinner at King's again. Are we like those bored couples? You feel sorry for in restaurants? Are we the dining dead? I can't stand the idea of us being a couple people think that about. Like that. How's the chicken?
Good. What?
No. She's gonna be drunk and stupid now.
Hey, would you do me a favor and clean the goddamn hair off the soap when you're done in the shower?
Yeah.
So really.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
Gross. It's just
repulsive.
It's repulsive.
Patrick, can we get through this?
Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Oh, Patrick.
Why? What's wrong?
I don't know. I'm just
Have you found something?
Confused. What are you confused about? Everything's fine.
In the bookshop, Joel tries to see the face of the man talking to Clementine.
Do you love me?
Well, of course I do.
Where's the self-help section?
Do you think I'm ugly?
No, you're beautiful. Maybe I should come over.
Oh, no.
Just let me come over, I'll cheer you up.
Okay.
Stan, can I leave for a while? My girlfriend's really upset.
Patrick, we're right in the middle of erasing this poor man's...
No, Sam. Run more, I'll help.
See?
How hasn't you?
She hates me. She wants me to go.
Go.
All right. I'll be right over, Tangerine.
You like?
Oh, man.
Nice, mate. Sweatshirt, exactly.
I like it.
You do?
You look like a tangerine.
Clementine the tangerine.
Juicy and seedless.
I like that.
I like tangerine.
Can you see me doing ducks?
Tangerine.
Sure. Hey, ducks.
How does he know to call you that?
How did who know?
Oh, my God.
That's pretty cool.
Clem?
That's what they call themselves, like the Clash, the only band that mattered. They call themselves that for a reason.
It's amazing,
like,
isn't it?
Like social justice. Yeah, it's totally incredible.
What Howard gives to the world?
Yeah.
To let people begin again. It's beautiful. You look at a baby and it's so pure and so free and so clean. And adults are like this mess of sadness and phobias, and Howard just makes it all go away.
Patrick makes his way to Clementine's and she lets him in, her hair a vibrant blue.
Oh, God. Baby, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm lost. I'm scared. I feel like I'm disappearing. My skin's coming off. I'm getting old. Nothing makes any sense to me.
You're not getting old.
Nothing makes any sense. Nothing makes any sense.
Oh, Tangerine.
Nothing makes any sense. Nothing makes any sense.
It's okay. It's okay.
Hey, let's go out dancing, yeah? You want to go out to Montauk with me?
Montauk?
Yeah. No, come up to Boston with me.
Sure, yeah. We can go next weekend.
No. Now. Yeah, I have to go now. I have to see the Frozen Charles now.
Stan and Mary are dancing on Joel's bed.
Hi, it's Joel. Leave a message. Happy to see you.
Mary's in her underwear.
Pick up, man.
Hello? Yeah, what's up?
I got into a little situation with the old lady. Can you handle things tonight alone? I'm really sorry, man.
Don't worry about it. I got it under control, man. She's pretty much on autopilot right now anyway.
Thanks, Dad. I owe you big time.
Dude, I gotta go.
Charles.
Patrick's rifling through his backpack, searching Joel's Clementine memorabilia.
Look, you and me on the Charles River. I could die right now, Clem. I'm just happier. I've never felt that before. I'm just exactly where I want to be.
So excited! Hey!
I'm excited, too.
Cool.
Oh, I got you this thing. Happy early Valentine's Day.
Wow. What is it?
I don't know. Open it up.
She opens the present Joel bought for her.
It's gorgeous.
You like it?
Yeah, it's just my taste, really. Okay. God, I've never gone out with a guy who bought maybe such a jewelry I liked. Thank you.
She nods through the tears.
Okay.
Jolie?
Yeah. Tangerine?
Am I ugly?
Mm-mm.
When I was a kid, I thought I was. Can't believe I'm crying already. Sometimes I think people don't understand how lonely it is to be a kid. Like, you don't matter. So, I'm 8, and I have these toys, these dolls. My favorite is this ugly girl doll who I call Clementine. And I keep yelling at her, you can't be ugly. Be pretty. It's weird. Like if I can transform her, I would magically change too. Jolie, don't ever leave me.
Pretty, pretty, pretty. Rosweak, please let me keep this memory. Just this one.
I don't want to hold your hand. Come on.
Woo! Joel and Clementine flounder across the ice.
I could die right now, Clem. I'm just... I've never felt that before. I'm just exactly where I want to be.
Clem?
Suddenly, they're lying on a pavement, and she slips away from him.
We're going off. I'll give you a sign.
He screws his face up.
I don't want to call it off. Can you hear me? I don't want this anymore. I want to call it off.
Stands in his underwear as well.
Is anybody there?
On the ice, Joel screws his face up once more.
I'm tired.
What?
I've got to go. I've got to go.
Where?
I have an idea how to stop this.
Stop what? Jolie.
Come on. Nope.
No. No.
Joel grabs her by the hand and they run through the darkness and his memories.
No. Concentrate, Clem. Gotta get back to the office. It was a tape recorder. No, not the picture. Not the picture. Back here. Come on.
Oh, look
he
at
said,
me.
It was
hey,
look, our files are confidential, Mr. Barish, so I can't show you evidence. Suffice it to say that Miss Kraczynski was not happy and she wanted to move on. Good, now, tell me about...
Just tell me everything you remember.
Clementine.
That's what he said. Then...
Let me see that, Dave.
No, wait.
Oh, look! Hey!
Shit!
We're going to see my grandma.
Joel,
what?
Not going
no,
on a train.
Don't,
not
please.
On...
No, make me run anymore.
Come on. Where's Weak?
We always have to run.
Where's
Weak?
With a spotlight on them as they travel through the darkness, they make their way through Lacuna.
Please.
So, why don't we begin by you telling me everything you can remember?
Where's Weak? Wake me up!
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Barish. I thought you understood what was going on here.
I don't know. You're erasing her from me. You're erasing me from her.
Clementine's face distorts, and he shuts a door on her.
I know. You got this thing. I'm in my bed. I know it. My brain.
I'm part of your imagination, too, Joel. How can I help you from there? I'm inside your head, too. I'm you.
Sorry. Look, who's that?
Oh, he works for us. That's, Patrick, big boy.
He's stealing my identity. He stole my stuff. He's seducing my girlfriend with my words and my things. He stole her underwear.
Christ, it's still her underwear.
I could die right now, Clem. I'm just happy. I've never felt that before. I'm just exactly where I want to be. I want to go home.
What?
Clem! Wait, Clem!
Clem? They're erasing you!
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Clem, focus! I hired them, okay? I'm sorry, I'm so stupid.
Sweetie, calm down. Enjoy the scenery.
I need it to stop before I wake up and I don't know you anymore.
Okay, well, you know, just... I'll cancel it then.
What the hell are you talking about? I can't just cancel it, I'm asleep.
Wake yourself up!
Okay, you want me to wake you? Okay, great.
All right, okay, here we go. Let's make you happy if I try?
Yeah.
I'll try really hard. Here we go. That was a great idea.
Here. Okay. Why are they working like gangbusters?
Oh my goodness. This is me!
In reality, Joel opens his eyes.
It did work for a second.
But see?
I couldn't move.
Oh, well, isn't that just another one of Joel's self-fulfilling prophecies? It's more important to prove me wrong than it actually...
I don't want to discuss this right now, okay?
Fine. Then what? I'm listening.
I don't know. You erased me. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this in the first place.
I'm sorry.
You.
You know me. I'm impulsive.
That's what I love about you.
Joel.
Mm-hmm?
I have another idea for this problem. This is a memory of me. The way you wanted to have sex on the couch after you looked down on my crotch.
What?
Joel, the eraser guys are coming here, so what if you take me somewhere else? Somewhere where I don't belong. And we hide there till morning.
She rubs her hands together.
Man, I can't remember anything without you.
That's very sweet, but try, okay?
Okay.
A small child splashes in puddles. A child's bike is leant up against a white wooden house. It rains on them in his apartment.
It's working! I'm a genius!
The bike is parked by the coffee table. He scoots under the kitchen table, remembering the young Joel sheltering under a corrugated plastic awning. He sticks his hand out to collect the rain.
Can you stir the soup and can you keep an eye on Joel? He just likes to be near me.
Absolutely.
Clem.
It worked. Oh my God. Look at this. Wow. It worked. Look at this dress, man. Oh my God. Love it. I wish I could take it with me. Hey. Who am I?
Mrs. Hamlin.
Right, Mrs. Hamlin.
I must be about four. Oh my gosh.
Salad bowl, so I'm serving salad and string beans. Is he okay? And peanut, are you all right?
God,
honestly,
I feel like I could clean up all day.
Listen, would you hate me if I asked you to clean some string beans?
No, not at all. God, I love this kitchen.
Thank you so much.
She's not looking at me. She's busy. She's not looking at me. No one ever looks at me. I want my mommy.
Oh, baby Joel. Hey, Joel.
Is every little peanut under there okay?
He's fine. You know, do you have something to drink? Could you drink a cocktail at this hour? I mean, I know it's not five. But...
I would die for a vodka.
Oh, hang on. Let me check if I have it.
Okay. I'm just going to wait for you. Joel, hey, no, sweetie. Jolie, no, your mother wants me to mind you. Get back under the table.
It's clean.
No, and not until after, you know, you've had your dinner. Come on, Joel. Joel, grow up.
Don't leave me, Clem.
Oh, my God. I'm right here. This sort of worked.
I'm scared.
Don't cry, baby Joel.
baby Joel. It's okay. I'm Joel. Joel. Joel, stop it. Look, I think it's working. Look, we're heading, Joel. Look. Hey, honey, look. Right there.
She lifts her skirt.
My crotch is still here, just as you remembered it.
Yuck.
It stopped.
What?
It stopped erasing. Oh, shit. This is terrible. He's off the map. He's off the map.
Where?
I don't know where. What do you mean? I don't know where. This is bad. This is very, very bad news. Where are my glasses? Okay. Crap. Okay. What do we do? What do I do?
What should we do?
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
What should we do?
Crap, crap. I don't know. I just said that.
I'm sorry. What should we do?
I don't know. Mellow, you're freaking me out. Mellow.
We have to do something. He can wake up.
Okay.
Shh, I have faith.
Quiet. You're freaking me out.
And I have faith.
Okay.
Man, that sounds so good.
Oh, shit.
I'm hungry.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
What? Oh, what? What? What?
We should call Howard.
No way. No, sir, man. This is my... I can handle this. I can't call Howard.
There's no time to fuck around.
I got this under control. What are you talking about?
Stop fucking around.
Okay, I'll call Howard.
Mirzwak answers his phone.
Hello.
Hello, Howard. Hey, it's Dan.
I'm working on this guy down here, and we seem to have lost him for a moment, and I can't bring him back up.
Okay,
tell me what happened before he disappeared.
Well, I wasn't sure, really, because I was away from the monitor for a minute, and I had that autopilot because I had to pee.
Well, where's Patrick?
Patrick had to go home sick.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, what's the address?
I know, I'm so sorry.
That's a... Come on.
We're at 159 South Village.
Yeah.
Apartment 1E, Rockville Center.
Mary?
Yeah?
He's coming right now.
I'm staying.
Get your stuff, Mary.
Okay.
I think you should go.
Hell no.
Mary.
I am so stoned.
Jeez. Mary, we have to go.
I'm stoned, Mary. I don't want him to see me stoned.
Mary, you have no idea how much trouble we're going to get into if Howard comes.
Joel, stop. Joel, fuck. Hey, Joel.
She gets under the table with him.
Joel, I want her to pick me up.
It's weird how strong that desire is.
Joel, look at me, look. You'll remember me in the morning, and you'll come to me, and you'll tell me about us, and we'll start out. I just... Pat? Yeah, I thought we could have a little cocktail.
That Patrick guy. He's copying me.
What Patrick guy?
The guy.
What?
He's here. My apartment. He's one of those eraser guys. He fell for you when they were doing you, and now he's introduced himself like he doesn't even know you, and you guys are dating.
Really? Is he cute?
Clem, there's nothing wrong with you. You're the most wonderful person I've ever met. You're kind, beautiful, smart, and funny, and nice.
What?
Okay, all right.
Oh. Move. Come on, let's go. I'm still stoned. Those eye drops you gave me didn't do shit.
Straightening her hair, Mary answers the door.
Cool.
Come on, Mary, what are you doing here?
Hi, Howard. She's just here to help out.
I wanted to understand as much as I could about the procedure as possible. I think it's important for my job to understand the inner workings of the work that we do. Well, not that I do, but the work that is done by people where I also work, the work of my colleagues, yeah.
All right, well, let's see if we can get to the bottom of this, shall we?
Well,
that's odd.
I already tried that.
Did you try going through the Seagate?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yes.
Yeah. All right.
You want to get linked up?
Yeah.
All right.
I ran the utility programs, and I had nothing there. So I checked all the memories against the printed logs.
Here, Howard. Okay. I got your check.
Oh, thanks.
There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go through the entire memory, see if something comes up.
Joel and Clementine are having a bath in the kitchen sink.
I love being bathed in the sink. Such a feeling of security.
I've never seen you happier, baby Joel.
There it is. I don't understand why it's off the map like that.
What the heck was he doing there?
As they're sucked down the plug hole, the real Joel coughs and splutters.
His eyes are open. Has this happened before with him?
No.
Oh, this is not good. I'm gonna have to give him this.
Mierzwack administers an injection. Joel's eyes remain wide open, and tears fill them as he sinks back into his memories.
Can't you see? I love you, Antoine.
Okay, we're back in.
Wow. That was beautiful to watch Howard, like a surgeon or a concert pianist or something.
Thank you, Mary.
Howard, you should get some sleep. I think I'll be fine now.
But can't you see? I love you, Antoine.
Lucky me. Lay one on me.
Joel and Clementine are parked outside a drive-in movie where they can see the screen.
Don't call me Antoine. My name is Wally.
Yes, I know, but how can a woman love a man with a name like Wally? Oh, what was that? Oh. Hey.
My God, there's people coming out of your butt.
There is?
Got it.
Tangerine! Oh, God. Come on, we gotta go. Go on.
The screen and the car disappear as Joel drags her away.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Clem, come on!
Here I am.
Get that truck.
Doc? Please!
Let's begin by you telling me everything you remember.
That's strange. He's in a memory that we've already erased.
Well, at least we know where he is, and he's back on track, right?
Come on, Clem. He seems to have developed some sort of resistance to the procedure.
I don't want any more.
Shit.
Come on. Hide me somewhere deeper, somewhere really buried. Hide me under humiliation.
Sorry.
Okay,
how come
you
calling
me?
I didn't mean
to. They're racing through the bookstore to the moment when Joel's nearly hit by a truck.
Wait, Howard. He's disappeared again.
Oh, dear.
I'm so sorry, Howard.
Humiliation.
Joel's masturbating.
Joel.
Humiliation. I don't like it either. I'm just trying to find horrible secret places to...
Joel, honey, I have a surprise. You know what, honey? I'm just going to ask you in the morning. Good night, sweetheart. No. Sorry, Joel.
Shut up. Holy...
Look. Joel!
The beach at Montauk.
Look where we are. Hey!
Oh, no. Clem, this isn't good.
Then hide me somewhere really buried.
I can't, I gotta go home. I'll do it later.
Four little boys screech at the young Joel to bash a dead bird with a hammer. A little girl is watching nearby. It's Clementine with blonde hair, and she grabs his hand and pulls him away, sobbing.
Wait, what am I doing? You know something, Freddy? You don't scare me anymore. Ow!
Joel! Joel, get up! Come on, it's not worth it. They're not worth it, Joel! La, 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 he's not listening! Come on, Joel!
Stupid!
She leads him through a hole in a fence.
I'm so ashamed.
It's okay. You were a little kid.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's where I live. Lived. I wish I knew you when I was a kid.
Do you like my pink hat? Here, look, feel better. You can really kill me this time. It's my turn. Go. One,
You're
two, really three.
You're really gonna die, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One, two, three.
You're dead. Oh, my mom. It's okay.
Hi.
We're playing.
Hi, Joel's
it's not
mom.
Real.
He's killing me.
Okay. Are you dead yet? You're dead.
I think I got the hang of this. I still don't understand it. But I'm finding him quickly enough.
Suddenly, the house is weather-beaten and boarded up, and he's alone. He gets on his bike and cycles away. It's Joel's apartment. Clementine is smothering him with a pillow. He grabs her breasts, then her backside in the struggle before becoming still.
Jolie? Are you okay, Joel? 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 Oh, my God, that was terrible.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Like 3 seconds.
All right.
We'll do it one more time.
One more, then I get to go.
Okay.
She starts to fade away, and suddenly she's gone, his apartment filled with sand. It's snowing on the beach at Montauk. He races into the water, and she throws a snowball at him.
Our house.
She races towards it, but he tackles her to the ground.
No, this way.
No, this way.
Come on.
No,
help at all.
Ah. Let go of me! Joel.
One moment he's dragging her along, and the next she's gone. He gets to his feet and races along the beach.
I like watching you work out.
I guess I'll go off for some air. Nobody minds. Looks like you have everything under control here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Looking a little dejected, Stan leaves.
Do you like cold tower?
What do you mean?
Oh, you know, like famous quotes. I find reading them inspirational, and in my reading, I've come across some I thought you might like too.
Oh, well, I'd love to hear some.
There's one that goes, "Blessed are the forgetful, for they get the better even of their blunders."
That's Nietzsche, right?
Yeah, in here I thought I could tell you something you didn't know.
Oh no, it's a good quote. I'm happy we both know it.
Oh, and there's this other one I like. It's by Pope Alexander, and it goes...
It's Alexander Pope?
Yeah, shit. It's just that I told myself not to say Pope Alexander and sound like a dope, and then I go ahead and say...
It's no big deal.
You're such a sweetheart. The quote goes, "How happy is the blameless vessel's lot? The world forgetting by the world forgot. Eternal sunshine of a spotless mind. Each prayer accepted, and each wish resigned."
I want to be a great, big, huge elephant. With a huge trunk like that.
Clementine!
I haven't heard that one. It's lovely.
I just thought it would be appropriate, maybe. I really admire the work you do, Howard. I don't need to be so familiar.
It's fine. I'm happy to eat.
She kisses Mirzwak, then steps away, embarrassed.
I'm sorry. I've loved you for a very long time. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, Mary, no, it's you're a wonderful girl. I have a wife and kids. You know I have a wife and kids. Oh, Mary, we can't do this.
Stan watches them kiss from outside. A car pulls up and an angry woman in pajamas gets out. He ducks behind the van door.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Merzwick.
Hastily, he climbs into the van. Spotting her husband through the window, Mirzwak's wife sighs, then heads for Stan.
Thanks, dude. Thanks a lot.
She climbs back in the car.
Alice! Wait, Alice.
I knew it, Howard.
Alice, it didn't start out to be like this. I came here to work. Horace, this is a one-time mistake.
I'm a stupid girl with a stupid crush. I swear, I basically forced him into it.
Don't be a monster, Howard. Tell the girl.
Tell me what?
Oh, you poor kid. You can have him. You did.
Hugging herself, Mary watches Hollis drive off, then turns to Mirzwak.
What?
We have a history. I'm sorry. You wanted the procedure. You wanted it done so you could get past, I have to finish the work in there. It's almost morning. We'll talk later. Okay?
Stan looks sheepish as Mirzwak goes back inside.
Hey. Let me give you a lift home.
Looking devastated, she walks away. In the bookstore.
Hi.
Hi. I figured you'd show your face around me again. I guess I thought you were humiliated. You did run away, after all.
I just needed to see you.
Yeah?
I'd like to, take you out or something.
You're married.
Not yet. Not married. No, I'm not married.
No. Look, man, I'm telling you right off the bat, I'm high maintenance, so I'm not gonna tiptoe around your marriage or whatever it is you got going there. If you want to be with me, you're with me.
Okay.
Too many guys think I'm a concept, or I complete them, or I'm gonna make them alive. I'm just a fucked up girl who's looking for my own peace of mind. Don't assign me yours.
I remember that speech really well.
I had you pegged, didn't I?
Yeah, the whole human race pegged.
Probably.
I still thought you were going to save my life. Even after that.
I know.
It would be different. If we could just give it another go round.
Remember me. Try your best. Maybe we can.
At Lacuna Inc., Mary is frantically pulling out all of the files in Mirzwak's office. In a desk drawer, she finds a file marked Mary, October 2002. She takes out the tape inside and inserts it into a machine.
Okay, so just tell me what you remember and we'll take it from there.
Okay. I liked you immediately. You didn't come on to me at all. I liked that. I was so tongue-tied around you at first. I wanted you to think I was smart. I couldn't wait to come to work. I had these fantasies of us being married and having kids and just... Oh, Howie, I can't do this.
We agreed it's for the best, Mary.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
I'll take the... No.
Yeah, so you want me to carry that?
Help me with that?
Okay. Thanks.
You get the cooler?
I need the cooler.
Nice light, huh?
Get it?
Get it. Oh, I can get that.
Let me get that.
No.
Don't take anything. Just
I can take
put the lid. Put the thing up. Put the gate back up.
This is the day we met. You were down by the surf. I could just make you out in the distance. I remember being drawn to you even then. I thought, wow, how odd. I'm drawn to someone's back. You were in that orange sweatshirt that I would come to know so well, and even hate eventually. At the time, I thought, how cool. Orange sweatshirt.
Hi there.
Hi.
I saw you sitting over here by yourself. And I thought, thank God, someone normal who doesn't know how to interact with these things either.
Yeah. I don't ever know what to say.
I'm Clementine. Can I borrow a piece of your chicken?
And then you just took it without waiting for an answer. It was so intimate. Like we were already lovers. I'm Joel.
Hi, Joel. So, no jokes about my name.
What do you mean, like? Omidar, then Omidar, then Omidar, then Clementine. Huckleberry Hound, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
No.
Like that?
No jokes. One of my favorite things when I was a kid was my Huckleberry Hound doll. I think your name is magical.
This is it, Joel. It's gonna be gone soon.
I know.
What do we do?
Enjoy it.
Joel and Clementine walk along the beach in the fading light. She skips along the water's edge.
You married?
No.
Let's move into this neighborhood!
I do sort of live with someone, though. What? Female? Female?
At least I'm not barking up the wrong tree.
You know these people?
No, of course not. Come on.
They might have a dog.
There's no dog.
What are you doing?
It's freezing out.
I can't believe this.
She opens a window. At the front door.
Come on, man. Water's fine. Nobody's coming here tonight, believe me.
Dark.
So, what's your girlfriend's name?
Naomi, but we're not really, we're...
Whatever. So, this is great. Now I can look for, candles, matches, and liquor cabinet.
Oh, God.
She's found a flashlight and picks up the phone.
I think we should go.
There's no phone line. What?
I think we should go.
Why? It's our house. Just for tonight. We are David and Ruth Laskin. Which one do you want to be? I prefer to be Ruth, but I'm flexible.
What do you think?
Alcohol.
Oh, boy.
So, are you okay with wine?
I don't know.
Well, you choose the wine. I'm gonna go find the bedroom and see if there's something more. Ruth.
The house starts to collapse.
I'm ruthless at the moment.
I really should go.
I gotta catch my ride.
So go.
I did. I thought maybe you were a nut. But you were excited.
I wish you'd stay.
I wish I'd stayed too. Now I wish I'd stayed. I wish I'd done a lot of things. I wish I had. I wish I'd stayed. I do.
Well, I came back downstairs and you were gone.
I walked out the door.
Why?
I don't know. I felt like a scared little kid. I was like, it was above my head. I don't know.
You were scared?
Yeah. I thought you knew that about me. I ran back to the bonfire trying to outrun my humiliation, I think.
Was it something I said?
Yeah. You said so go. With such disdain, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
He races away from the house.
Jolie? What if you stayed this time?
I walked out the door. There's no memory left.
Come back and make up a goodbye, at least. Let's pretend we had one.
He walks back, and she steps down the stairs to him. What's left of the house is filled with sand.
Joel.
I love you.
Maybe in Montauk.
Joel's in Rob's car. As they travel along, they trundle past his memories.
Yeah, the pot bounces it out. The pot brings you back up. That's why I smoke it. I'm going to be drinking, then I'll smoke it.
They pass Rob and Carrie with some filing cabinets and Clementine's car next to a mound of sand.
I saw you talking to somebody pretty.
She was nice.
Yeah, man.
Who was it?
She was, just a girl.
Okay.
Mirzwak stretches and rubs his face. As Mirzwak makes a call, Stan kneels on the bed and removes the helmet from Joel's head, finding an empty beer bottle under the pillow. Next, he wipes the markers from his temples. Outside.
So I gotta drop the van off.
Oh, thanks, Stan. Thanks. We'll talk.
Mirzwak stands with his head bowed. Joel Barish wakes up to the sound of a car door closing and an engine being started. He looks over to his open blinds and a small trinket hanging from the window frame. He pushes himself up and rubs his forehead, then with a frown, kicks off the covers from his sofa bed. He slides along to the end with a deep sigh. Outside, he finds his car has a large dent in the driver's door. Mary leaves Lacuna with a box as Stan is unloading the van.
Hey!
You got all your stuff, I see.
Yeah, that's right.
Take it, you're not coming back. You know, I wouldn't come back if I was you either.
Do you swear you didn't know?
I swear.
So you didn't do the erasing?
Of course not. God, no.
And you never even suspected we were together?
Once, maybe. I was coming back from a job, and you were at his car, and I saw you two talking, and so I waved to you, and you giggled, and
how'd I look?
Looked happy. Happy with a secret.
And after that?
I never saw you two together again like that, so I don't know, I just figured I was imagining things.
At the station, Joel races over to the opposite platform and forces his way onto a departing train.
I really like you, Mary Spavo. You know that?
Stan sheepishly places her bag on the trunk of her car. When he's gone, she opens the boot and puts the box inside. Her car is filled with Lacuna files. On their way back from the lake, Clementine is asleep in the car when Joel drives them to her apartment. As he shuts his eyes, he's disturbed by Patrick tapping on the window. In the apartment.
Where are you, Clem?
Don't worry.
I feel like you're mad at me and I don't know what I did. What did I do? I love you so much. I'll do anything to make you happy. Just tell me what you want me to do and I'll do it.
She checks out the enormous bruise on her backside. On her way out of the building, she grabs her post, which includes a large brown envelope.
Vamanos, senor.
I had a really nice time last night.
Nice?
I had the best fucking night of my entire fucking life.
That's better. This is weird.
To all patients of Dr. Howard Mierswack, my name is Mary Spivo.
We've met, but you don't remember me.
But you don't remember me.
I worked for a company hired to have part of your memory erased.
I've since decided that this is a
teaser ad or something.
And in order to correct this, I'm sending everyone's file back to them.
My name is Clementine Krasinski. I'm here to erase Joel Barish.
What is this?
I don't know.
He's boring. Is that enough reason to erase someone?
I've been thinking lately how I was before and how I am now, and it's like he changed me. I feel like I'm always pissy now. I don't like myself when I'm with him. I don't like myself anymore.
I can't stand to even look at him. That pathetic, wimpy, apologetic smile, that sort of wounded puppy shit he does, you know?
What are you doing?
He's not doing anything.
The bloom is certainly fucking off the rose at this point.
Are you screwing with me?
No!
You are screwing with me.
Joel, I'm not.
You clearly are.
Look, okay, let's just take a minute and...
He stops the car and opens her door. Wordlessly, she grabs her belongings and gets out. His hand is shaking as she walks away.
Get the fuck away!
Oh,
get the fuck away from me!
Can we talk about it?
No, get the fuck away!
Inside her apartment, she sobs on the bed. Next, she paces the floor and takes a seat on a chair. Now she's in her car, driving along with a page from the phone directory held out before her. She arrives at Joel's apartment block.
Hey, Clementine.
Hey.
Nice to see you. Here.
Yeah.
Well, you're very educated. I mean, she's smart, I think, but not educated. I couldn't really talk to her about books, you know? She's more of a magazine reading girl. Her vocabulary leaves something to be desired. Sometimes I was embarrassed in public.
Hi.
She would pronounce library. Library.
Hi.
Library. Library.
Look what I found.
I think if there's a truly seductive quality about Clementine, is that her personality promises.
A picture of her is a skeleton.
Yeah. Maybe look. Skinny.
An easy burning meteorite. It'll carry you to another world. World.
He gets to his feet with his hands in his pockets.
But you quickly learn, isn't it? It's really an elaborate ruse.
I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Access to the other realms.
It's okay.
Flash. Kind of obvious ways. Still, I'm seduced.
Joel, I really like you. I hate that I said mean things about you.
Let me turn this off, okay?
Hey, it's only fair.
Where's the real Clementine? I mean, the whole thing with the hair. It's all bullshit.
I really like your hair.
It's really pathetic.
I really like your hair.
Thank you.
Shit. The world's a goddamn mess. It's just like your hair color. I mean,
you want a drink or something?
Do you have any whiskey?
Whiskey. I don't think her sex is motivated. I saw it clearly the last night we were together. It wasn't sexy. It was just sad.
Hey. Sorry, I thought there was more.
The only way Clem thinks she can get people to like her is to fuck them. Or at least dangle the possibility of getting fucked in front of them. But I think she's so desperate and insecure that she'll sooner or later go around fucking everybody.
I don't do that.
I wouldn't think that about you.
Because I don't.
I know.
Because it really hurts me that you said that, because
so
I don't do that.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry about all this. I'm gonna go. I'm a little confused. I don't really think I can be here. Bye.
In the corridor.
Wait.
What?
I don't know.
What
just
do
wait.
You want, Joel?
Just wait. I don't know. I want you to wait for just a while.
He bites his lip, and she lets out a huge breath.
I'm not a concept, Joel. I'm just a fucked up girl who's looking for my own peace of mind. I'm not perfect.
I can't see anything that I don't like about you.
But you
right
will.
Right now, I can't.
But you will. You know, you will think of things. And I'll get bored with you and feel trapped, because that's what happens with me.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
They giggle.
Change your heart.
On Montauk Beach, they chase each other through the sandy snow.
Change your heart.